Tzilin, two reasons. That's the implication you get from the Bir Halacha. From the Bir Halacha. Now the following question. What happens if you love pas? Yeshua's question. I love bread, I don't like wine. What do you do? If you read the Mechaber straight, what's it then? So the Mishnah Berurah writes it then. Sivkot nun tes. Where the Mechaber is the Rifta Chaviva lays, the Mishnah Berurah nun tes. V'davka hocha d'ika gam ken chashash hefsek. Shemekare shalayayin achan etilo. Kumo shikasatim sivkot nun ches. Avo bi alma. Heichad lo not lo yo. I love bread, I don't like wine. What do you do? If you read the Mechaber straight, what's it then? So the Mishnah Berurah writes it then. Sivkot nun tes. Where the Mechaber is the Rifta Chaviva lays, the Mishnah Berurah nun tes. V'davka hocha d'ika gam ken chashash hefsek. Shemekare shalayayin achan etilo. Kumo shikasatim sivkot nun ches. Avo bi alma. Heichad lo not lo yodav? Mutor. Catch the word mutor. Mutor. Lekare shalayayin. After Rifta Chaviva layosimi yayin. Ein Reish Ein Beis Siv Tess from Mashiach HaSav Lashon. So far he said, Mutter. Mutter. He didn't say Tzorich. He didn't say Lechatchila. He said it's Mutter to make Kiddush and wine, even though you happen to like Challah better. So you're not. Hold on a second. But it's Mutter. It's Mutter. Fine, good. Who said so? Samach? Machtis HaShekel, Shebes Yosef, Derech HaChaim, and apparently that's what we assume. Next question. What if I like wine better than challah?
No, look at
Sarah,
it's the brewer. She goes against that. I go, what law did she relate? She starts. Let's say
it was
the personal
case. It's raw. It's hungry. It's hungry. We'd rather have challah than have wine. Next question. What if I washed first? So the Rana the Lashon, Goli Adayte that Rifta Chavivule. But I know for a fact, 100%, that I love wine. I look forward a whole week to my cup of wine. What's it then? Should we say that since he washed his hands, you're stuck, you have to have a Kiddush on Pas? Or should we say, no, the Lashon, the Rana was Goli Adayte Rifta Chavivule, and here it's not Chavivule. How do you say? Unclear. How do you say? Seems to me you have to make Kiddush and Challah anyway. Yeah, but I'll bring you right from the Magad Mishnah. Because the Magad Mishnah says in Perek Chamtes and Uchus Shabbos, where the Rambam quotes his din, the Magad Mishnah says like this. This is Lashon the Magad Mishnah. He says, some say that after he quotes the opinion of the Ran, etc., it's Yesh Amun the Eino Tolib in the Tila. Ela bechavivus, the mekadesh ayayin acha netilas yadayim. That's the second sheet. The second sheet of the Yesham and the Magad Mishnah is depends upon chavivus, not upon the tila. Implying according to the first sheet, though, once you wash your hands, you're committed to make kiddush and pas. You can no longer make kiddush and yayin, even though yayin is really, you like it better. That's my deal from the Magad Mishnah. But the truth of the matter is, this whole trick that the Mishnah Berurah pulled off, where do you get it from? That there are two svaras, a hin and a her, it's a combination. I don't like combinations. Combinations are always complicated. Who said it? The Machtis HaShekel said it. The Machtis HaShekel said it's a combination. It's a combination. But if you look, the Machtis HaShekel himself says, Pashtus is not a combination at all. You want to look at, you think you have Machtis HaShekel, don't you? You have the regular Shulchan Aruch? Open up. Bereish Ayin Aleph. The Magen Avraham is the Sifkot. Where are we over here? Sifkot Chavo, which is page, Kuf Pei, I guess, that we were here before, I think, if I'm not mistaken. What did the Bhagavad Gita say? The Mechaber said, The Macabre said, Aka Shekidish Alakos Lotli Yodim Lavarachatem. Why? He said, Kidish Shemok Adavram. Kidish Lo Yavsik and Atila Zedayim Lamos. Ubenei Beisel. No, Kono Kidish, I'm not sure before. I've got a small, I'm not sure what that is. That's why I had a funny. Why don't let me see it. Says the Mishnah to Machta Shekel Chavot. See, it says, see, on the 56 lines, it's a big letter, it's from Chavot. L'chor d'lor ha-meinu b'von ha-bli. Sh'nosim tam achem ha-shekosim ha-rab Beis Yosef. The master of the Rab Beis Yosef had told Yosef the Kaddish of the Yayim El Ha-Pas L'chein yitl yodav ha-kiddish. Why? V'im yitl yodav t'chilo goli d'ayke v'yetzor ha-kaddish El Ha-Pas. Oh, the Baldik. The only reason why you have to make kiddush on wine before you wash is because once you wash, according to the Rav and the Rav and the Rif and the Mechaber, you're going to have to be forced to make kiddush on pas. We don't want you to make kiddush on pas. We prefer you make kiddush on yayin. Therefore, you must have the wine before you wash. Well, more than everyone talks about Thomas and Epsik, a new word, that was a Nayamaisa. A Nayamaisa, where do you get it from? Where do you get it from? A new word. How can the Rav the Chutzpah to give a reason for the Mechaber, different than the Mechaber himself seems to be giving. That's the math of the Shekel's Kasha. So the answer is, the Master Shekel, where the Mechaber get it from? He says like this. Next column. First line. When he's daiti, the Avikash, the Mechaber, the Divri, the Rabbi, Yosef, the Sifra Orach the Simon Reishai and Beit because the Muvach Medidra Bruna Hanav because of the Rambam the Hedger the Kavina Le Rifta Afilu Yesh Lo Yayin the Kaddish Al Pas Af Al Pi Agav the Mitzvah Medidra Sof the Kaddish Al Yayin the Kolavon Kolavodim Vim Kein Stam Bnei Adar Shem Esavim Yosef Lecha Milishtos Havel the Kaddish Al Pas. How come it doesn't we don't do that? The Tiritz Shema yesh loma da apa pi shim rosa la akta na chovim le kadesh al hapas or shim biyodo Bikomako kshe eno makta na chovim le kadesh al yayin Keva de mitzim in the besor from the kadesh al yayin Shafri domi, end quote of the Beis Yosef. That's a quotation of the Beis Yosef. Quotation. That's the case. Book shalom. Repeat the kosher. Lama kosav po acha shekiddush. V'mkein al miyodah kodim kiddush. Goli adat d'rifteh havivaleh. V'lo yikadash al yayin. V'lama lo yikadash al yayin. Nei, v'pas kodim. Mikomu gam ashoran d'kadash al yayin. Kevish v'mitzvah d'vizdof d'kadash chatzim al yayin. What's going on over here? Even if you wash, then your washing is begal adat, you like bread better. So what? Even if you like bread better, literally, you can still make kiddush on yayin because v'mitzvah d'vizdof d'chatzim. A plea, that's what bothers the Bavan Avram. Umeh Reach Zeh, Sphere of the Bavan Avram, the Rabbi Yosef, Neh, the Hittik, Pirish Arif, the Kormagot Maskin, the Dina, the Divi Rashbam, the Kiddush Ameh Hefzeh. That's what forced the Bavan Avram into his Doha Pshat and Mechaber, and it's worried about Hefzeh too. In my humble opinion, it just ain't so. The Mechaber is not worried about Hefzeh at all. He never quotes to Rashba. Ah, the Bavan Avram's Kasha. Why is it that Natal Yodav you can no longer make Kiddush on Yayin? Goliath Daita, Chaviva Le Rifta, who cares Goliath Daita? And if it's Rifta, Chaviva Le Mamash, you can still make on Yayin. The answer derobs you so. I told you before. If I like bread better than wine, put the stand off. But they can make a bread because bread is Chaviva. And if you make Kovei Suda on the fast. Or you can make Kiddush on wine because if it's a bit of a Shir al HaKos. And then with Shir al HaYayin we had so many times this year. But once you make, you wash your hands, it was that Tchilas HaSuda. Like the Balamor says, like Tom already. Even though we don't pass it like Tom, we pass it Tom even the Kaddish. But once you have a Notli HaDayin or Megala Das, it's more than if you like bread. Somebody asks you a poll. Sir, what do you prefer, wine or bread? When you enter it on, I prefer bread. That's one bread. But here you wash your hands, you already feel it's a suit, you already feel bad effect on it. So then and only then is the dinner once you wash it after you're forced to make Kiddush a la pas. You start to feel suit on the pas.
You should finish the Kriya Surah department. It has nothing to do with a guy like Yeshua, who happens to like pots better. Then you still have the right to make Kiddush on Yayin, because if it's in the book of Shiur Kol. Avada. First, let's explain why I think that the Magen Avraham Shad is Menasseh Shekel. It's Shver. I see where the Kriya is coming from. Because he understood Goli died in the Rifta Chaviva is no better than Rifta Chaviva than Mavish. That he got stuck. I can't fault him. But the way we said Shabbat, the Rav Yisrael, is for you, Shabbat, to come to that. Nothing to do with Hefzer. But now we come to the big question. The big question. Should a person make Kiddush on Paz and relax Paz better, but he has wine in front of him? For this we must turn to Simon Reish, Ayat Beis, Sif Tes. You have to leave, I don't. I have to leave, but we're going to keep going a little bit longer. Not too much.
We're also going to throw while you're at Dalit Kosos. We learned that you use Marbadina for Dalit Kosos.
Right.
So now, the same thing. Let's say I don't like wine and grape juice. I really hate it, but I love
Arbus. No.
I think. Or you don't have
Arbus. Kosos is out of the question. Forget about it.
Well, you don't have any wine. No wine in the country.
On the country.
So what do you do? You make Hamavadin and then Hamavadin
will
have a
three? No.
And then
Hamavadin will have a three. We'll try all Hamavadin. We'll see. We'll see. Reish Ayin Beis Sif Tes. Yes.
Why even acquainted with the Rav Shach?
Yeah.
You can't make Kiddush there.
No, we pass. No, you shouldn't make Kiddush on Yom. Because once you were Kaveh the Suda and pass by washing first, it's considered a Yishtikol Kaveh Suda because you started the Tiel Dan Tchilat HaSuda. And once you began, you go all the way.
Yeah, but according to the Ma'adam, it says that you have to wash before Kiddush, so
you don't pass in that way. You pass when you can't make Kiddush, you shouldn't wash before Kiddush. Because if you wash before Kiddush, you're going to be stuck, according to the other sheet, then making Kiddush and pass all the time. The Yankees is all not that way. No, look at Ramah. Ramah says, even if a person washed before Kiddush, now what was the lashon again? What was it? Sif, where we just came from? Reishayim Av Sif? Yud Beis. That's the Rambam was madman. I mean, what kind of crazy thing is this?
So you can fit the Rav's Shabbos
into the Ramah? No, sure. Maybe the Evan. Could be. The Mokom She'ein Yayin Matsui says the Machaber Reishayim Beisim says Yesh Omim. You know what? It's not fair to see the Machaber. Let's see the Rush first. It's not right. The Machaber is calling a rush. We have a Gemara in front of us. Please, everybody, turn to the rush. On the bottom of page 264, column 1. It's really in Tosfos also, the Tosfos Makadosh Arif, but since we're in the rush, we'll see it in the rush. And you'll remember this in Tosfos too. The last 12 lines in the first column. Boy, minei Rav Chisda, minei Rav Huna. Ma'al l'kiddushi ha-shifra. With Monkuv Zayin Amal Aleph. You make Kiddush on beer. Pirish Rashbam, heichad avacham ha-medina. U'masik te'ein mekach, minei Rav Dilan Aleph. Te'ein lo'avi raish, mekan, jen mekach, minei Rav Sheikh, heichad avacham ha-medina. You have to remember, ki heichad lo kaim, lo kaim, lo kaim, lo kaim, lo kaim, lo kaim, lo we pass it to show you can make Abdullah for Amidina. Chaim the Kiddush lo kam lakav asay. Elok emoshim avdilin alav. Kach mekachin alav. V'kosh kenim mefarshina and ma'al l'kiddush yashir mechir lo avacham Amidina. That'll be even better. Fine. With this in mind, we now turn to the second column. The nearest is that second line. V'nirish adas re notash v'mekachin al ha-sheikhar heichad av ha-chamar medina. V'chein kosev ravan v'mekachin al ha-sheikhim hu chamar medina. V'yirorli, the Rosh is not speaking, af al pishi yochel l'kadash al ha-sheikhar him l'chamar medina. Tov hu yosel l'kadash al ha-pas kevin sh'asuda bolach v'al Shabbos. Better to do pas. Avo Baboker, we read this part already once before. Yerosh, Yerorach al Hashaykh, Kodom Shpirchas Amotzi, Dim Lokain, Botla Kiddush al Akos, Deravina Le Mikro, Mikro Kiddush al Ayla, Vlaman about Leno came with Epsha, the Kaim al Hashaykh. Period. This then is found now in the Shulchan Aruch. Over here, take a look. Oh, the first word was "b'makom she'ein yayin matzui." Where'd that come from? "B'makom she'ein yayin matzui." Where'd that line come from? It also comes from the Rosh. Take a look on the Rosh. Two lines before we began. Pirush Rashbam. Hai chamar medina hu ein yayin be'ir azos ki im sheikha hikach mavdilin bo v'chein alocha. There's no wine. Let's go weiter. One more line. Ein mavdilin ala mayin eichet leka lo yayin v'lo sheikha v'yesh mefoshin kishe ein yayin godel betoch malach yom sovi v'ir. How do you read this? I want this very important for tomorrow.
You can't get over.
It's not just a what? There's no wine in town. There's no wine where? With a one-day radius of town. Is that how you read the Rosh? No, I read the Rosh. How do you read the Rosh?
I read the Rosh that they don't grow grapes with a one-day radius. Even if there's wine in town, it's not obviously very expensive.
Very ridiculous. I thought no one would read that way. I thought no one in the Marsh, no one in my Talmidim would read it this way. But you read the same way as the Bach reads it. The Bach reads it. The Bach read it this way. David, to my shock, I was going to use this as my basis for tomorrow's shiur to show the Bach's room, that no one in the room learned like the Bach. And he ruined it for me. Ruined it. No, it's ruined my whole shiur. I forgot those laptops. I'll prove it to you in a minute. I'll prove it to you. It is laptops. Hold on. Listen. It's very important. It's the time of tomorrow, Shia, but we have to see this right now. We'll elaborate tomorrow. Pirush Rashbam, Hai Chamar Medina Hu Ein Yayin Be'ir Azos Ki Im Sheikha Betuch Mavdilin Bo. Mavdilin Bo. V'chein Alocha. Mavdilin Al Mayim Ahechad Lekha Lo Yayin Lo Sheikha. V'yesh Mepharshim. She'ein Yayin Godol Betuch Malach Yom Sadov Le'ir, then it's called Chamar Medina. So I read Pshat that it's not enough no wine in town. There should be no wine within a full day radius of town. That's how I read the Rosh. David reads the Rosh, no. Even if there is wine in town, as long as there are no grapes growing within a 1 day radius of the city, it's still called Chamar Medina.
I read this, and I thought
the
idea was, you like local products only, you don't like other places' wine. You like local restaurants. So.
He had the point. Accessible from you, it's not so expensive.
I'll prove that I'm right. What are you talking about? I lost you completely. Yeah. Right. Oh, very good. Proves it out right. Let's take a look. Hold on. If he proves it out right, I'm willing to listen. I have an open mind. If anyone proves it out right, I'm willing to listen to him. Let's see. Hold on. Let's read it. I'm just kidding around. What did he say? Let's go earlier. I didn't. Behold Armina. Let's start 5 lines earlier. Behold Armina and the Elim Ein Lo Elakos Echa Menichol Acha Amozin Alma Mutta Lechol Kodem Abdullah Git Nun Ukmar Aben Nissim Biyoshev Al Shulchanah V'Choshkalo. That's pas tovas. You have to starve that night. Avalim yesh lo kos ve'eno mitzape sheyimtzam lemocha yayin yoser. Only has one cup. Mutter sheyochal kodem sheyavdil v'yivorach b'chas hamozim v'avdol alos kos. Period. Now what are you saying there? Is this correct with that? I don't think so. Even though I thought he was trying to prove my point, I don't think so. But look at the page. First turn to page 272 and then we'll negotiate. 272! It's not that long. They have Kitzer Piskei Harosh. Who wrote Kitzer Piskei Harosh?
Tur. Well,
as a matter of fact, That what we discussed earlier about the Rosh Minig of washing the Yekesh Minig. I cited you from the tour. Here it is in the Kitzur Pirkei Rosh, end of Tez Zayin. Right before the letter Yud Zayin, the bold letter, it says, V'chena Yanoa Gadol Niyavi HaRosh, to wash before Kiddush. Later on in that same Siman Yud Zayin, it says right before the brackets. Before that. Gadol Niyavi HaRosh, fine. V'chamar Medina. A lot above the brackets. V'chamar Medina. Pirish Rashbam she'ein yayin ba'ir ki'im sheikha. V'yesh mefarshim she'ein toch ma'alach yom sabav le'ir. Look at the face like me. The word yayin gadol v'ir not even found anywhere. No! Some agia put it in, who understood like you. Bread is put in by some outside foreign hand. No. The Bach probably put it in. He's the one who held that left shot. I believe in the word, those two words of brackets are not there. I didn't even see them. I skipped right over them. So if they're not there, it proves that I'm right.
What mission did David
Oh, tremendous tripping. You saw the Bach of the Mamakamis in Krakow, he says. In Krakow, the minig was that people used to make Kiddush on beer, even though there was plenty of wine in the stores, because no wine grew within a day radius of Krakow. And I think that's bunk. That's not what the Torah meant, that's not what the Rosh meant.
How can it possibly mean that if there's wine, let's say, three quarters of a day walk?
This is tomorrow. I want to finish in 3 minutes. Let me just finish up today's interview. We just got to do this by accident. I got to the Rosh by mistake, because I wanted to read this in Mechaber. Let's just finish this in Mechaber, then we'll stop. But the Mechaber says that they'll get to Yeshua, what's he going to do? Tomorrow is Chavez Hamamadi. Oh. So the Mechaber quotes the Rosh. The Mechaber says, Yayin Motsu, Yeshom, 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 2 days of Sassoon. Ulah, Rambam says no. Ulah Rosh, Ba'alayla lo yekadesh al Hashecha. El ala pas. Uva boke Yosef tov yekadesh al Hashecha, Shivoch alav shahakol, Kodeh Pechus Amotsi, Shibivorach ala pas tchila, ein kan shum shinui, v'divrei tane, v'chein ha-minik posh v'divrei ha-rosh. This is the psak of the Mechaber, and that's how we follow halacha l'maaseh. Come to Mishnah Berurah, in Tzivkot Lamed Beis. 1 minute. Why lo yekadesh ala pas? If what? Oh, there are more, I'm sorry. If im yayin ba'ir, lo yekadesh ala pas. Here you go, Yeshua. Sorry, I left out the punchline. Im yayin ba'ir, lo yekadesh ala pas. Tough luck. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why? Tzivkot Lamed Beis. K'dei lochosh l'dasha ben tam, sh'sov v'nei mekashna ala pas klal. Vida. So let's say you don't hold a bit of time. Let's say you say, I don't hold a bit of time. Da filo lo harosh and yetzer aposkin. In aktina kavasaya. The mutu lakadash ala pas. Gam ke modu de bemokum sheish yayin bahir. Ein mekachin ala pas. The ikar mitzvah al hayayin. Whoa, patience. Ach, they did who? If a woman to ignore the rabbeinu tam. According to them, in my pots, chavav lo yosef miyayin oz mutar. Again, the same word from Beis Yosef. Mutar. Lekadesh ala pas, afilu yesh lo yayin. V'chein posek v'derech ha-chaim. V'efshe sh'al zeh somchin ha-olam lo hokel bozeh. The minig ha-olam was in the time of Europe. They made kiddush on bread. Question. Look at the Bir Halacha, which ends with this. It's the last Marmok. Imein yayin be'ir le'ikadash ala pas. I wish the brewer. V'hainam afilu v'apas chavav alav yosem yayin k'de muchach me'ad darke moshe should still make an yayin. Om da v'derech ha'chayim v'isi sh'posak v'apas chavav alav yosem yayin yochol le'kadash ala pas u'mashma sh'dat o'not l'achbit moshe tzad ha'beis yosem b'sof d'voro. Says the Beis Yosef, the following compromise. V'nemei ha-Rambam mashma, the meforish the rifta chavivalei, ha'ino yosem yayin. He likes bread better than wine, but you know. Uvetur b'shem rav hai mashma, the rifta chavivalei means, ha'ino she'ayayin eino mekubo v'nena v'meno at all. He can't stand wine. V'nirish of ofen zeh, shetzira high, in a high God's case, then the vada nuchal lismach al dat beis Yosef lekadosh al pasach atchila. It's not so you like bread a little bit better than wine. You can't stand the wine, but other than that, if you like wine, you see, you like challah better. It's preferable to make kiddush on wine, despite the fact that the challah is more, you like it better. That's a positive feeling.
Wait, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Very rarely will I ever open the refrigerator and drink a glass of wine.
Doesn't matter.
Drink grapes.
And
most of the time, if I was kiddush, I do not drink from wine and grape juice. I'm not interested in drinking.
Okay, not really. When you get married.
If I drink grapes, I won't vomit it up. Like, I'm
totally
disinterested.
Doesn't it? Mamish, you don't care. It's worse than
really?
Water.
No, great right, though. It's like water.
It's like water, so good.
You're drinking water and grape juice.
Water. Because the grape juice is sweet. I would say grape juice.
I would say make it as a grape juice.
No, that's only
complicated.
All the other ones together that I can't
drink. We'll stop here. I think I would stop. Mishim, tomorrow, the last sheet.
All right. Then the Sugya of Chamar Medina, which is not found in Kuf Zayin, and Akadat, the motto was Bas Kovas, which you've been saying every day for the last 2 days. We've got to talk about this for a minute. What does it mean, Bas Kovas? So literally it means he went to sleep hungry. He didn't eat anything that whole night because he didn't have what to make Abdullah on. So he had shikra, v'lo avdu, bas tovas. He thought that the sheikh was no good. That's the context. That's the sugya of bas of Shchamar Medina. So there's a shail in Shulchan Aruch. Is this mikir adin or not? Open up to some reish tzadi bo, siv gimel. The question, was this mikir adin? He was required to fast the whole night? Or was there some midas chasidus? That's a different story. So that's a machlokes with the bas tovas of the mikra din, and he was just machmir on himself. That's the shout. What do we paskin? I don't even know. 2 days. Yeah, I don't know. Says in the Shavu, Yesh Lahachem Kesvar Achrona, Im Lo Ba'odim Cholosh. Okay, that's the answer. I'm sure. Then he says over here, Shar Tzion, Sukkot Mutes, Midas Chasidus, Shmi Vesana. Okay. And then a question, what do we have tomorrow? Since Mishnah Berurah Yutes says, Hanib Abokeh, now we have to wait past Chatzos Hayom, he thinks maybe. So it's a whole question. It's almost not relevant to us, Lamaisa, usually. That's right. Now we have to wait till Monday. There's a slight problem over here. We had if you recall, a Hagos Maimonis. She spoke about it a long time ago. We talked about the Sugya of Abdullah, the Sugya of Kiddush, which is an interesting question. It's Perek Chav Tes and the Shabbos, of course. And it's Sifkot and Samach. On the Maimon Chemes 3 weeks ago. Wait a minute. Not the right place. It's page 128, 129. There's a discussion about Bas Tovas. So the Hagos Maimini says as follows. The very end of Samach, on page 129. He says, V'kashim ala pas dafka mishen lo yayin. Then he says, V'lo amrinon bas tovas ela lahavdolo. V'shane afuke yoma me'ayulayom. What does that line mean? It's a line which we're never going to be able to talk about because we haven't learned Bas Tovas yet. What does that mean? It says, if you have only Pas, so what do? You make Kiddush and Pas. And you don't say you should fast the whole Friday night. Because Shani Afuki Yom Yuli Yom. And only by Abdullah you say Bas Tovas. It's a Chpilei Ploim.
You
No, but it's paladic for a different reason. The Rishonim all say, for example, our Tosis. The Tosis over here, and the Rosh. Whoa, hold on a second. He says, I ask a kash against the Rashbam, you can make Kiddush on Pas. You can't make a Kiddush even on Havdalah, Bas Tovas, a Kabbal Chaymer on Kiddush, no Kasha. He can time it, it's in the middle side lines. It's about the end by the Bach, it's the Gimel over there. Where it says, you know, parallel to that Gimel. Where it says, the Kavan, the line begins, the Kavan, Shemitzu, Listo, Tzuda Shabbos, Shayach, Kiddush, Ala Pas. Al Havdalah, Ein in Yonah, it's Ala Pas. Ala Davka, Leyan, the Shayach, Bechol, Devar, Hodor, Vashiro. So, the Chesach, not Shayach, talk about Havdalah, Ala Pas. But by Kiddush, there is Kiddush Ala Pas. What's he saying over here? On Motzi Shabbos, you have no wine, so you have to fast on Friday night. Not wine. Hayula Yoma. Don't do it Hayula Yoma. Because not the Pshat that you're not required to fast. You're allowed to make Kiddush on Pas. Then we give you a kula. Then you have Motzi Shabbos, you have to fast. Friday night, you don't have to fast. No, Friday night, you don't need to fast. Because Friday night, you make Kiddush Ala Pas. It's a plea tumor. I don't know what he's talking about. Well, let's say it's bringing a raya from shul, because it's the same sifkotten in Hagos. Mine talked about in shul, there was no such thing as Kiddush Ala Pas. Well, we discussed that before, what that means. Maybe. The Mogad Avraham, though, says, and that's why this is relevant, Reish Pei Tes, sifkotten dalet. It means the pshat is, if you have no pas, you have no pas. If you have pas, not to talk about fasting, you're to Kiddush. If you have no pas, you have no yayin, Friday, you have no pas either. That's how the Mogan Avraham's job. Those are the big Shulchan Aruch, look it up. Reish, Pei, Tes, Sif, Kot, Dalet. He seems to be learning Shad and Reed. And I go to my name. Page. Kuf, Tzadi, Chesem, and Beis, in the document of the Shulchan Aruch. Well, the Mechaber said, if a person has no wine, so then your sheikhar is chamar medina. If you have no sheikhar, ocha below kiddush. You hear? You're not even out of the kiddush. What do you mean ocha? So if you're not have bread, the pshita, the bread is kiddush. Says in Bimogan Avraham, Pirish, Pshiesh lo pas, like a motzian pas, Vimein lo pas. Oh, below kiddush. Oh, now we're talking. The Russian Mogad Avraham is saying, shout over here, you only have no wine and you have no challah, you have no matzah, all you have is potatoes. You can't make kiddush on potatoes, you sure not. So you can eat potatoes. I by Motzei Shabbos and Bas Kavas. No. So that's Shana Yula Yoma Me'afuke Yoma. That's the Pasha Pshat. That's what he seems to be saying. Where did that come from? See, quote. The Yerushalmi, which Tosa says. Tosa quotes a Yerushalmi. Uri Yerushalmi. What do you mean? About the fifth, sixth wide line. He says, Mavdilim below Yayim and Mekashim below Yayim. Om Rabbi Yosef ben Bun, Nahigin Taman, Mokoshen Yayim, Shliach Tziba Yor Lefnei Ateva, Rebircha Broch Achas Me'ein Sheva, Vechosen Mekadosh Yisroel, which we don't have that gear, sir. V'yom HaShabbos. So mashma shein bekashin ala pas, but rather you're going to be bekadesh by many yotzim with main sheva. That's how the Mogan Avraham is spread over here in this din. Sir Kivegas says he doesn't quite see why it's such a good raya. Kivegas says, just like the Yishalmi says in the shul, we can be yotzim with main sheva, so we can also be yotzim stan. So the Kivegas, what kind of raya is that? Lini is daitli, ain raya, Sir Kivegas. The orchim the adle son of the make nishna vieshlem mokam suda the b'masha shom and b'ruch b'rocha main sheva to be mokam kiddush. I know what's that? Kiddush omei. It's instead of kiddush. Aval acher the hein lo pas v'lo mine tagima lo ami mokam suda v'yach vieshle mine tagima shocha b'beso ein a kiddush tayna v'tfilu b'mokam suda. Yeah, so Yesh Lama does lo lecho. So Rabbi Kiveg is not convinced that the Mogad Avraham's logic is correct. But even if in shul it's good, so it means you can yotzi have a wineless kiddush. But at least it's mokum suda. So apparently, the Pshat Magen Avraham must be that even in shul, if you have no wine, to be relying on the Kiddush Daraisa, apparently there's no pas in shul either, he claims. As we saw before, for some reason there's no pas in shul. So therefore, it wouldn't make much of a difference between that case and our case, because nothing, private citizen has nothing. I'll call upon him. This is what the postum say, all has to do with the Sugya of Bas Tovas. Let's now go back to Chama Medina, which is the main topic of today's year.
According to Magen Avraham, is he saying that first you should make it
on
wine, then Chamar Medina, and then
pass? No, I don't think he means that. Let's go back. We must discuss now Chamar Medina. What's the din of Chamar Medina by Kiddush? So open up, Rabosai. Kuf Pei Beis, Siv Beis, in Ramon. Yeah, Shulchan
Aruch. If the person doesn't have Shabbos in the morning, doesn't have this pass, Chamar Medina, or wine, so is it better to carry
a Shabbos and they kind of
carry a Shabbos?
No. Forget about it. No way.
Does that not be?
Which is
the
bigger
can't
carry period. Says the Machaber.
Pay
base. Afilu kova sudos oleh. If ain yayin motzu b'osa mokum, v'asheka roshan mashkin hava chamar medina, mevorchen aleihem chutz min amayim. This is the psak of the Machaber. The Rambam's against, we mentioned it before, the Rambam said that it doesn't work for Kiddush or for benching or for Birchut Nisuah and the Chamar, the Rabbah whole Pshat. But the Machaber passes against it. Passes like the Rosh, the Tosfos, I'd say differently. Says the Ramah as follows. Umash and Noah give a Medina of Elu, Levorach al HaShekhar, Ein Limchos. Do Yesh Omrim, the Ein Otom calls Klal. Look, it's Layoy Layazik. If it won't work, so it won't work. Something you don't even close it off for benching. Viyot, Do Ha'ika Chamar Medina of HaShekhar, V'Kovin Atzu Da'ot. Now, the Yafal gave the Yayin into Be'ir, we saw yesterday the Rashbam said, the Chamar Medina only applies when, if there's no, what the Rashbam's Losh Kuv Zayin Ben Aleph? Chamar Medina? Ein Yayin Acher Be'ir Azos, Kiyim Sheikho. Hittach Mavdilin Bo V'chein Alocha. There's nothing. There's no wine in town. I, we have wine in town. Yitkomakalom, Mikvi Motzah Adavazeh, Shehu Be'yoker. It's impossible to afford a cup of wine for every single meal on your bench. Impossible. So the Rambam said, if you can't afford it, then it doesn't exist. What do you mean it exists? You can't afford it. Impossible to afford.
So you're supposed to spend
20% of it. See, you can't afford it. You give him 20% won't be enough. Every time you bench twice a day. Every time I have a cup of wine, not discussing Kiddush and Shabbat, we're discussing here benching every single day. So our boss says, you can't afford it, benching every single day. The Emma doesn't exist, and that's the end. Finished. Now, the Ramah seems to say, if you can't afford it, then you have to go buy it, even though it's expensive. Take a look over here in the Taz. You have a big Shulchan Aruch of Shabbos and Simon Reish, Ayin Beis, Sif Kotten Vov. In the Taz. Watch. The little glass.
Oh, I don't make it anymore.
You're dating yourself. Okay. Reish, Ayin, Beis, Sifkot, Vav. I'm not Mechaber. And the Ramo, we learned yesterday in Shia, where it says, in the morning you should make Kiddush on beer. It says in Taz Vav, Avvamokam Sheyayin Motsui Vada Yavorech Alayayin. I feel it be on. That's a different story, but not in those days. Not in those days. In Europe was different. In Europe was different. So here he says, and he throws in the words, which we'll come to later. Kevin she'ein chiyuv gomer kamo she'esh chiyuv balayla. The sagi v'kach. So the Taz suddenly he said, "Get azog," that even though you can afford the wine, but it's very expensive, so the minig is to be maker. How can you be maker? How's it possible? So the Magen Avraham said over here in Sifkot Vav, "Shemekashim al Sheikhar." There's nothing, no wine in town. V'yesh omim she'ein yayin godol ma'alach yom sovel liyot. We discussed yesterday with the tour. U'mikol makom, u'mashe kosev she'ein yayin b'chol ha'yir pirish she'b'chol ha'shon ein yayin shah. K'mashe v'gemorah, d'ameim ha'bas tovas. Because of a mordechai v'mishon ezu lo ka'yayim v'matzim b'kri sh'cheich ha'medina. Ad kak. V'mein yayin yisroel motzi yafa v'sheish yayin okol motzi lesa v'motzi. It doesn't exist. V'mayayin v'yoger, mikol makom b'kri motzi. So there it goes. Again, it's about the tax. He's mad. V'nira li, she'in mekashim al yash, naps, elam kem b'medina sh'rov sh'tiyas ha'moni yash, b'chol yom, k'mo sh'kosas v'kuf pe'beis, k'mashe v'rambam, v'ogur, etc. But the Ram posts a hard line. If there's yayin be'ir, you can't do it. That's it. Finished. But it's a cotton test. Suddenly, he has a different word. It's a cotton test. So it's not going to run like this. The Kosova Bath, the third wide line. The Kosova Bath. Hey, Malak Dolom, I shall be good. Marshal, Shachna. Shavapi shayelam yayin bebeisam kitchu ala sheikha b'shachas b'shavas pendogu kol amok ha'olam ayin shem shere. It's a merit of kakash. V'nir ali, the tamah mishudah b'dina, seinu ha'sheikha b'chama medina. Im kein afilu yesh yayin b'ir, rashoy le kadesh olam. How can that be? It's against the Ramo. It's against the Rashbam. The Ramo and the Rashbam kept screaming, the only time it's chama medina, there's no wine in town. Dr. Bungal Abraham, Ella Sheyesh Omin, Shein Mekashavala. He himself concedes the fact that for those who say you cannot make Kiddush on Chamar, on anything else than this wine in town, says the Bungal Abraham, Mekomakom, Oyesh Omin, the Mekashav, Arifta, Imu Chavivala. You hear about it? So in the morning, you're going to rely on the Yevet if the wine, if the schnapps is no good, but you're still having challah, maybe that should be good. That's a pliatzuma. We already saw yesterday. The Rosh said that there's no hacker at all. They make a multi on the cloud. That doesn't work for anything.
You can say also from Rada, you tell like Smichus, like you know, better.
Alright. That's not what it sounded like to me. But you're mevat to the government. Hello, the Rabbi. The time in the Kashim on the pass, the Chekot of Ramo, the Meshayim Be'ir, lo yekadash on the pass. The Komak of the Bolt, the Shemekadash on Shneir, the Mevorah Gamkan on Motsi, the Yotsi Memonisha. The Monisha doesn't mean the Monisha. The Master Shekot says, there's two Svekas to Hokka. But for Erev, of course, you have to be mach. No one, they never had a minute to make it on schnapps or beer at night. No, never. Yo, da boke chaviva le rifle this time at the Torah of Lechol, Sifar Asher, the Kaddish at Pas, umit to Lorach ala chaviv, we discussed this earlier whether it's true or not. So the Lorach ala sheikha vishim heker. But really, the Kiddush should be made on the Pas. Again, a plea, it's against the Rosh. Came there, Lili Yashim min Hogam. Very shver about it. The last few lines, last few words. Mashkazava Bachta, the onim kitchu. Ashecha, could they lift or ashecha shebetocha mozin, a new word. Kamashkazava Simon Kluf Pei Dal. It's a big question, you have to make a bracha on beer in the middle of a meal or not. Birchas and then in Shara. So they get out of the Shara, they made kiddush on beer. They made a shahakal before they washed. So about it, it takes care of that. It says, Loyodati, Lamalala Yayin. Do Yayin pot the Komene Mashkin. So if one lives in Mukhla, Akadash is all in Aliyah. The whole Svara makes very little sense. So this Churma, which we know possibly should be in the Vatla Vitz of Kiddush Aliyah, and yes, Yaya should be enough. So as far as this Kash is concerned, I can give it to us. Because the Bialacha says, the only time that Yaya is supposed to call any Mashkin, if you have a Revis of Lo Lugmo, then you get everybody. Now, it wasn't enough to go around everyone have a Revis of Lo Lugmo. I think most people hold that way.
Wait, Yaya is Mark, yeah. Mark said that.
No. Yeah. Yain
is kosher, even something that has a
shahar. Right. If I make kiddush on Shabbos morning in shul, which I often do, I make bar prayer up, and I drink a revius of wine, then I have some Coca-Cola, no bracha. Okay. But to that kash, no kash. The yain should also pop. It wasn't enough to go around everybody. It was a shahar of sheikha. The one mashu is enough to pop it. But the whole thing is a shver. But for this reason, they were very strange. But that apparently was the reason for this Gaonim, according to the Bach. That's the Bach story, yes, Yeshua.
First of all, this thing is the wine. I mean, I never learned anything about it. The Kashmir is just as well. You drink, but you can sip a wine. It by counts.
No.
Like
look at the Mishnah Berurah. Take a look.
No, I'm asking, is that the Mishnah Berurah?
You asked me. I think he's right. The Mishnah Berurah is right.
Take a look. Where's Yayin Potter coming in Mashka? What siman is that in?
No.
No, that's before that. Take a look. Where's Yayin Potter coming in Mashka? Corona. That's why they didn't accept the Mogen Avraham's Teretz. Why they just have on wine? Because maybe it's not Potter because it's Bracha Rishon. It's the Ramos Mechadash. Now, says the Mishnah Brewer. One second. Somebody says you have to have a lot. One second.
Yeah, but the Mishnah Brewer also said, Dalit says, Vayin, about Bracha Burn.
Oh, here it is. The end of the Be'er Halacha. Yeah. You're right, Mishu, I'm sorry. The Derech HaChayim was like you. And even Mashu would pass this yard. Not just stamps a mashu, although lugmah was not enough. Presumably, you need at least a lugmah, but maybe even a revius. Less than that, not. Hayadim says even a revius, not enough, more than that. The Shabur is a centrist. It's a malo lugmah, it might be sufficient. It's not a revius. Okay, so that's another possible reason. Vital. Right.
Also, your shoes,
both
people make
them
whiskey or wine
in Shabbos.
The rabbis
don't
see the whole
shoes. I measure the whole oil of those who do. Once they utter my kids, do whatever they want. I hope they did. Okay, so that's another possible reason. Vital. Right.
Also, your shoes, both people make them whiskey or wine in Shabbos.
I met you the whole oil of the subway. Those who do. Once they utter my kids, do whatever they want. I hope they did. Now, we'll come to schnapps in a minute. We'll come to it. Okay. The question is as follows. What's the svek svek of the Mogen Avraham? So it's a shver of art. We said before that pass is nothing, the Rosh said. Nothing. Beyond that, what about Havdalah? Havdalah is speaking of the Kaddah. We know that the many people had a minute to make Chamamadin even when there's wine in town, even on Havdalah. So, and Bechlau, what's going on over here? It's not even a suffix. That often a Ramah, and there's no wine, and there's wine in town, it's nothing. So it has to be with the Bach, with the which we discussed yesterday in Shia. There's no wine growing within a day. So the Bach says, the wrong Shulchan Aruch. Right. But anyway, the Bach in the Kuf Pei Beis that the Bach says in Kuf Pei Beis that I mentioned yesterday, if there's no wine growing within a day's journey, then it's called Chamar Medina, even though there's plenty of wine in the stores of Krakow. That's what the Bach said in Simon. The Mogen Avraham quotes it. But the truth of the matter is, I'll tell you the truth lashon, verbatim. I'll tell it to you, I wrote it down. Dim ein yayin godel toch malach yom sababli. We saw this already yesterday in the Rosh. Then Sheikhas Chamar Medina. And the Bach said, and Krakas Chamar Medina, even though there's plenty of wine in the stores. I don't know. First of all, if you look in Yabia Omer, Chela Gimel Simon Yud Tess, Sivkot Tess, he says what I thought was the stutter on the point of the sword there. Today we have cars, so it's a day's drive. Not a day, but even a day's plane, I don't know, certainly a drive. So there is one, you can't get grapes growing in a day's drive in New York.
That's the Shiloh
Okay. Yeah.
It's the Shiloh Dabrin also, if you have 80 minutes drive from your house, you can drive.
I'm not able to drive. Says the Ramal, this is the lush of the tour, verbatim.
Oh, you serious?
Yeah, 100%. Like that. I'm very serious. Says the... I never heard of anyone who disagrees with me. Push it that way. Says the tour as follows. Quote. It's a quotation of the tour. Upirish Rashbam. Listen to the quote, every word counts. Shenikra Chamar Medina B'She'ein Yayin B'chol Ha'ir. That's our Rashbam.
The yesh mefarshim. The lo havi chamar medina, ela im kein. Shelo yeyayin gadol malach yom sabek ha'ir. End quote. That's a quotation of the Torah director. In my opinion, it's clear from the expression the yesh mefarshim. She'ein lo havi chamar medina, ela im kein. Shelo yeyayin gadol malach yom sabek ha'ir. That the second day is more machmir than the first day. Not more maker. The first day is that there's no wine in the city, so then it's the Sheikh of Salah Medina. The second day is, no! You need that there should be no wine growing within a day's journey of the city to make a Chamar Medina. And the word God was lopped off, because you see from the Kit to Piskei Rosh, it's only in brackets. It just means that it's more machmir, not more makil, against the Bach. It's a plea. Bach means that it's mamash a plea. If you look at the Lashon of the Torah, even the Rosh means to be that way. The Rosh can't be muchruch, but the Chorad in the Torah, it's mamash muchruch. I think so. But here comes the major problem. So the Chorad, so far we're saying there are more. If there's wine in town, it's not. There's no Chamar Medina. It doesn't exist until you turn to the Ramah and Reish Tzadik Vav Sivbeis when the bubble bursts. Everything falls apart. Everything falls apart. The Ramos, the Mechaber says, "I will Hashem Abdilin in Ruchamar Medina, within the Sharmashkin the Shchutzin Amayim." Says the Ramos, "The Tov Yosel the Havel Kol Spodim Shal Yain the Al Sheicher, the Nagu La Havel B'Motzi Pesach Al Sheicher below Al Yain Mishum the Chovivolof." Here's where the problem comes. How in heaven's name? You explain this minute. The guy has wine right there.
They buy
it's a guy. You have to pay some. They go to the local bar. They quote from the Gros. The Gros, that minute is quoted. Okay. They quote this at the Gros, that minute. But the Pliatsuma, there's wine at the table. It's loaded with wine. Pay some. So much wine left over from the whole the curses. How can that this Ramah goes against everything? Ramah himself said, we learned the Ramah three times, that the only time it's called Chamar Medina is Ein Yain Motzu. Yeah, the Yain's right there. I would have said you're not allowed to make Abdullah on beer. And now the Ramah says it's mutter to make Abdullah on beer, it's a minute to make Abdullah on beer Motzu Pesach. Pilei ploim. Who cares Chavivolov? So what? So what? Times the Bialacha extends it even further. Bialacha says, take a look. Bialacha says, quote the Ramah, the fourth line, Kupay Beis, the Bimbokam Sheyayin Motzui, Afshu Biyoker Mikri Motzui, Biyavdal Alayayin, brackets, the Lo Shari Im Shom Elamishmashi E Epsher Liknos Yayan Bechol Suda Levarachol. It's impossible. If it's possible, you're not allowed to do it. Miu Mashaykh of Chabavolov Yosem and Ayayin, says the Biolofa. Yochol Lekadesh Al Hashaykh, who could look at Eba Hago. Based upon the Bia Motsoi Pesach. Comes along with Shlem Zalman and Orbach and says, not true. In the Shmir Shabbos. Perik Samach Aravov, he says no. Shlomo Zalman says the only time that the Ramah said this is Motzi Pesach, when the beer is chodesh for all Jews, because all Jews couldn't have chametz for 8 days, and some say it was chodesh couldn't have it for 6 months. Look in the beer law. But if you particularly like beer better than wine, everyone else likes wine better than beer, then you cannot make Havdalah on beer. Since the beer law extended the Ramah. Unjustifiably extended to Shlomo Zalman.
Doesn't make sense.
The whole din of the plea without the extension. What is going on? So the answer, I believe, goes back to apparently the minhag ha'olam. I don't understand the Ramah, because Ramah himself keeps talking about Yayin Matsui, but apparently even in the back of his mind, perhaps he was semich on the Rambam sheet. What Rambam? Take a look in the Hilchos Shabbos at an Ayin Reish Beis in the Bir Halacha Siftes, the one we came from before. Absolutely not. Says the Bir Halacha in Siman Ayin Reish Beis Siftes, where the
Makaber said, "Yeshem Hashem Makashem Al Hashem when his yain is not motzui." So he tells him, "Look at the Mishnah Berurah, where it says if there's wine in town, then you're not to make Abdullah a kiddush on beer at all. Not shayach, impossible." Says the Bialoch, "The Das Aramba, the Imrov Shtias Hamedina Hu Sheichar Mikri Chamar Medina." The Rambam says that it goes against the Rambam and the Mechaber. That even this Yayin Matsui, but if this rove, Shtias and Medina, Sheikh, it's still called Chamar Medina. So the minute to follow the Rambam, perhaps the answer, we follow the Rambam. The Rambam himself held, Ahu sovet lo mahani Chamar Medina, lel ba'abdullah, ala b'kiddush, and mashar l'kaddush, al shum mashkos min ha'yayin. So there we all like the Rambam. We split. We follow the kula to everybody. We follow the kula of the Rambam, as long as the robe Shtias of Medina is from that, it's considered Chamar Medina. We follow the kula of the Bechaber, they can make Kiddush of Chamar Medina against the Rambam. That seems to be the Minigolam. I don't see any other way how to explain the Minigolam at all. Oh, that's what coming, we're coming in a second. So go in a yid, we'll come with that in a second. It's against the Beferish and Bechaber and the Ramah. Back in Simon Kuf Pei Bay, where they said Beferish. That the only time it's considered Chamar Medina is when Ein Hayayin Motzui Be'os of Mokom. And the Mechaber said the same thing over here in Siftes, Reishayin Beis, B'mokosh Ein Yayin Motzui. The Chorakli fall on the Rambam against the Beferish of Mechaber and the Ramah. So the Alter Rebbe tries to be Miyashim. The Alter Rebbe. Can I put it in my Mokom or something, if I'm not mistaken? Shulchan Aruch Harav. Al the Rebbe says in the Shlimin Ayin Reish Bei Sif Yud, he quotes the Rambam's Loshen, and then he says, "Quote, it's a quotation. Kol she'enu godol sovav ha'ir mekamalach yom min astam ein derech rov b'nei ha'ir liklos yain tomid b'nachen v'ni elakovim rov sudoseim al shamashkim tereheim chamar medina." So what the Al the Rebbe did is he tried to make a pshara over here. So the Rambam said that if the rov shtias from there here is a different drink, so that's called Chamar Medina. The Mechaber says you have to have Ein Yayin Motzei Be'ir. So the Alter Rebbe says, well, that's Mistama D'Pshar. If you go with the Mahalach, within a day's journey, there's no wine, so probably people don't import it from so far away. Of course, if that's the case, though, that was his day, Alter Rebbe's day. We had to come on a horse and buggy. Because Manas had to come in big trucks, trains, and planes, and everything to import all over the world. The Chor Kula wouldn't apply. I would have said, it's Bechlaud, how can they out there ever make Shalom over here? The two Shitas of Korav Zell's there. Especially the Arlem Shat Natur. That the Godly Omecha doesn't mean anything, Dafka. Nevertheless, despite the fact that the Alter Rebbe's Shit is Shver, the Midig is to follow the Rambam, apparently, against the Mechab and against the Ramah. Maybe the Ramah is molded to the Rambam. After all, he talks about beer, except he holds that if the Yayin is Matsui, it's hard to imagine that there's a rove that's drinking a different drink. Because the Rambam said if there's a rove drinking a different drink, although the Rambam never said beferish, yayin motzi versus lo motzi, but the yayin is motzi, it's not mistabi, you're going to get accumulate a rove of people who are drinking something different, they probably don't want to drink wine. Maybe that's a shot in the Rambam. Motzoi Pesach is an exception. Everyone's filled up, they had enough wine already in the last 8 days. They had so much wine, they can't look at wine anymore. The post to be that in half or 8 days. So then the Pshat is Chamar Medina based upon the Rambam. So maybe the Ramah agrees with the Rambam. Why did he insist on Ein Yayin Motzi in these two places? Because otherwise he's going to say the Rambam's Metzias won't exist. Like the Alter Rebbe effect, perhaps. If that's the case, Noam, you see klar that the rove depends upon the Jews. He was saying that the rove, people who love beer and Motzi Pesach, they didn't have it for a week or for 6 months. That's only Yin, the Goyim, though I'm not affected by Pesach. So you see, it depends upon the Jews. Despite this limud chus based upon the Rambam and maybe the Ramah, maybe. Despite that, it seems to me the halacha l'maisa, everyone should try his best to make kiddush and avdala on wine or grape juice. Kiddush l'chatchila should be on wine. It's misameach. The chinuch is in the oyer. Avdala can be l'chatchila. I think on grape juice, dafka grape juice. People drive. You better have Abdullah, that's what I have. I make Kiddush on wine and Abdullah Griffiths. That's what I try to do. The Chlal, I have a different verb. Let's assume the Rambam is right. It's enough to have Rov, Shtias,
Hamadina from a different drink. Can you tell me what is Chama Hamadina in America? I was medayik from Lashon Rambam, and you needed the rove to drink from this one drink. Most Americans drink this X, whatever this X may be. And take a look at the Rashbam, it seems to say the same thing. Look at the Rashbam. Kuf Zayin and Aleph. He says, the Rashbam seems to say over here, Ein Yayin Acher Bir Hazos Kiyim Sheikhar. It's only beer. So that's it. They only have one drink in town aside from water. They had beer. In America, most people drank beer. In America, there's no one drink that captured the majority of the drinking audience.
So many drinks in those days.
Exactly.
But in general, they didn't have, but here, everything is...
No, for care. And since in those days, there's nothing to drink. Either you had wine, or you had beer, or you had water, or you had schnapps. So there could be that one of them was that most people drank one of those drinks regularly. Is there any drink that the majority of Americans drink regularly every day?
Coke?
No. Sorry, not a majority. Look at the statistics, that's not a majority. Pepsi, is Sprite, is...
Water.
Water, water's probably, water doesn't count.
It's like spring water.
Perrier, I remember. Oh, wow. Ooh. I don't think in America there's one single drink that has a majority. There's juice, there's beer, there's whiskey, there's cola, Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, 7-Up, Sprite, there's milk, coffee, tea. There's no one drink, the Chaira. And if an Amis, different beers are the same beer. All sodas together. So who said the majority of Americans drink soda every day? Is that, I don't think that's true. Coffee? I don't think so. And there's one drink that I can think, I mean, I know the drinking habits, I gotta speak to the dietitians, the nutritionists, maybe doctors, I don't know, business people. Is the one drink that the majority of Americans drink it every day? Coffee? I mean, my guess is no.
Coffee?
Majority of Americans?
Significant drink. Junkie who drinks 6 cups of coffee every day, and people won't come.
I don't touch coffee. I'm a tsuruf to the, maybe the majority, maybe the minority, I don't know. The moral majority, very much. Don't know. The fiyani is diet, because the miyash is a minig hamavnum, based on a different verb, completely different verb. Minig Yisrael to make kiddush on schnapps and beer. You will note, Rabbi Osai, there are many people, sinim especially, who make kiddush Shabbos morning on schnapps of beer, and have told to make them wine. There are many such people. I think maybe the meaning is in a different world. The base Yosef and Simon Reish pay tests. Always will come to that. Learns pshat of the tour. The tour has a lashon yivorech al hashechar oshar mashkin kishein lo yain. That's the lashon of the tour. And the mechaber quotes. Take a look at the mechaber Reish that you have in front of you. Reish pay tests. Everyone has a Bechaba Reish Pei Tess. The Bechaba changed the Lashon around. The Bechaba in Siv Bei says, B'mokom she'en yayin matzui. But in the Beis Yosef, the Pshat in the Tur, Yivarech al Shach, Sheikha wa Shach, Mashka she'en lo yayin. So the Beis Yosef says that, wait a minute, the Torah didn't say over here that you have to have no wine in the city. It didn't say that. What is it? Ein lo yayin. Moreover, he didn't say in Chamar Medina. Nothing. Says the Beis Yosef, shot in the Torah, any mashmash of olam is a heker of the alma, and kiddusha rabbah is more kal than Havdalah. Havdalah requires Chamar Medina. But Kiddush Rabba, it's enough to have anything. The Beis Yosef relies on the Lashon of the Rosh, end of Siman Yud Zayin, that we saw already yesterday. I don't think it's a good deal. The Rosh says over here, the end of Siman Yud Zayin, the Boke Yirosh Yivorech Al HaShechar Kodam Berchas HaMotzi. Otherwise, the Boke Botla Kiddush Yom, I told you that before, Botla, Lashon of the Rosh. And he says, looking for a lashon over here. The Lashon of the Rosh is, you need Shecha should be a Pshinui. Right. Is Yavah such a Lashon? The Reis Yosef learns Pshat anyway in the Rosh, and I'm not arguing with him, but the whole idea of having a Shechar before the meal on Shabbos morning, I mean, it should be a Heker. It should be a Heker. Not that it's enough to time that's what he's saying. So my time, and I found later the Prishin has this way, the Prishin in Simin Reish Pei Tes of Cotton Gimel, wait a minute, he says. That's not what the Rosh said. The Rosh didn't say it's enough to have a Heker. The Rosh has to be a Heker also. Both has to be Chamar Medina plus Heker. Not that it's enough to have a Heker which is not Chamar Medina. So the Beis Yosef's chat is wrong. And the Prishalan's chat, that the Beis Yosef, that the Torah is relying in what he said in Reish Ayin Beis. When the Torah in Reish Pei Tes said, Yivarach al Hashecher or Shamashkin she'ain lo yayin. He was relying on what he said in Reish Ayin Beis, only there's no wine in the city at all. Take a look over here in the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Pei Tes of Cotton Tes, where the Mechaber says in Chamar Medina, Umashka she'ain Chamar Medina iskimu harbi achronim de'ein bekachin afila b'shachar. What do you mean harbi achronim? Pshita. No, he says in Sharon C in Beis, Prisha Shulchan Atei Shittim, Derech HaChayim, Mat Yehuda, because of the Gandas HaTur came, Udelo Kabes Yosef, Shekot of the Das HaTur Lahokal, but they don't even need Chamar Medina in the morning. Aye, why didn't he mention it over here? So the Achronim say, Umashal Hizkir, HaTur, Divina Chamar Medina, Sama Chamar Shekos of the Arei Shayin Beis, Kama Mechaba V'yatzma L'Rot Alitzmoch Tadina, Umash Shekos of the Beis Yosef Das HaTur, V'sosam Lahachmir. But it seems to me that that's the Minhag HaOlam. Because if you look at the Abiya Omer in that same siman, it's Kotan Vav, because of Mama Mordechai, who says that the Mechaber didn't say over here beferish, you need Chamar Medina. The Mechaber said, V'mokom she'en ayani marti, v'shavashech, v'shamash, v'chutz min amayim, Chamar Medina. What does that mean? So the Mama Mordechai said pshat, that doesn't say it has to be Chamar Medina. It's treated as Chamar Medina. With respect to Kiddusha Rabbah, it would be treated as Chamar Medina, though it's really not Chamar Medina. And therefore he said that the Sharatzi and the Shver, don't say that the Mechaber passes against what he said in the Beis Yosef of Yom Tur. No, he holds that way. What a creative reading. Look at this, let's read the Lashon of the Mechaber against the Beis. Reish Pei Tes Beis. B'mokam Shein Yayin Motzi HaVishecha V'Shamash M'chutz V'Namayim Chamar Medina. I learned Pshat, like everyone else learned, that you require Chamar Medina b'chol dikduk of u'pratov. And the Mama Mordechai learned Pshat, that no, that in Kiddush Shabbos morning, whatever you drink you have in the world is labeled as Chamar Medina, even though it does not qualify for the Chamar Medina ordinarily. For Havdalah, for example. That's a very creative reading. That's a shver of art. But despite that fact, it seems, and the minig is to be makil based on a three sveikas. One, maybe the Beis Yosef is right after all. You don't need Chamar Medina Shabbos morning. Any drink, it's one svara. Two, a second svara is the Rambam, that even though there's yayin matzah be'ir, it is a common drink which most people drink. I guess they don't want to need daf the robe. They have until makbar on that. Rove or drinking things other than wine, maybe all the two of Torah, etc. I don't know exactly what. So according to the Rambam, it's also good. And three, according to the Ravid, this Kiddush Rabban pass. Even though the Rosh says he's wrong, but one svara, he said, yeah, remember that Ravid. Sure. Sure.
No, from
yours or from like another thing at all. Well, Kishabana Suda, the rival knows he's been talking before. I could put that rival in also, it's the same rival. And Aloha Yud. That's what I think the Taz means.
All right, we read you before. In Reish Ayin Beis, it's cut and vav. Kevin she'ein chiyuv gomer k'mo b'layla v'sagi b'kach. What does that mean? Maybe that is it. Even though it's takanat shamar medina, it's not a chiyuv gomer. It's a heker b'yam like the Beis Yosef. B'tziruf the Rambam, who said it's enough to have a robe, even though it's matzah. You have to take a look at the Reish Ayin Beis and the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkot chav tes. He throws in the Rambam too. As a tziruf, he says. He quotes the Magen Avraham, the Bach. Everyone makes his megill. The song called "Divrei Mekila Bezeh." Sivkot chav tes and Reish Ayin Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. And there he writes down in the Sharati in Sivkot Lamates. Wait a second. Lamates. Oh, I made a mistake here. One second. Yeah, he quotes Eliyahu Rabbah. I looked up Eliyahu Rabbah. Eliyahu Rabbah is quoted in Sifkot Lamates. We rely on the Rambam too. So you have three Svaras Lachol: the Rambam, the Ravid, and the Beis Yosef. So, and the board is, if yayin is biyoker, mimele, most people can't afford it, they drink other things. And then you can rely upon the Rambam, as we mentioned before. If you know that yayin is motzi biyir a little bit, but if it's biyoker, then people have a habit of drinking other things as well, and that becomes a robe. You rely upon the combination of the Rambam, of the Beis Yosef, Fiatur, and the Ravid, the combination. But not as a major problem. Naniach, we can get overcome this hurdle. But they don't drink enough schnapps, the cup's not big enough. That's the Mishnah Berurah, Sichot Lamed. If you like Yayin Tzoruf, it's okay, it's Hamar Medina. But you add up a coast, Machzik, Revias, and drink them below Lugan, which is the robe Revias. You want to make it with the, maybe you can rely on the Shtias, Kolam, the Super Mitzarf, and the Lugan, maybe. The meaning is not that way. The meaning is everyone takes a little shot glass, good enough.
Don't they say that since?
How can that be?
Don't they say it since?
Open to that, the Chat Sharov again comes to the rescue. He came for the second time in 2 days. Did anybody find the Madura Tinyana? No one found it? Anyone look for it? Asian Rav Tinyana at the Mishnah Lefty Sherosh. You found it? I'd like someone to find it for me. Let's go back to Asian Avram over here. The Chat Sharov, so they save us again. Simon Reishai and Beis. He talked about Schnapps. Less than a shot glass of schnapps. Here it goes. It's page Yud Ches Amud Beis. 4th the end. This is Old Matzasi. A little bit below that. No, right, no, hold on. No, it's the second column, I believe. Yeah. It says, I am Magen Avraham Sukkot Vav, by the 15th line, big bold letters. Yesh lalame tzchus ala osim kiddush al yayin tzorof bekli koton. But how small is small? Catch this now, believe it or not. Koton mikufima shekotav atzlach sof. Oh, they couldn't make the double... Doubling the reveals, then they couldn't make it. You're talking about 1 ounce glass. He's thinking make them, but also have a 6 ounce glass. But others, whatever he's going to take it, apply also to the 1 ounce glass, perhaps. But he wasn't talking about that. Kilimashakos of a Tazal, Shebrocha Achron in the Yash, he Gamal Shir Kot, the famous Taz. You can look it up, it's in Simon, Reish Yud, Sukkot Nalef. The Taz also make a burn of fush on a 1 ounce of schnapps. Bitzad Shema'at Mimenu Nirgash Harbe. Ulai Kenish Loma Gabal Gabazel Gabe Shir Kinishayom, the hair board. He takes the Taj with himself a cool on the floor. It's paid Yud Ches Amud Beis, column 2, 12 lines down. He says that the Taj said a Kiddush Niflo, the Gabal is directly born to Bushes, and he extends it to
to Kiddush. The truth is the Magen Avraham argues in the Bracha Chorona too. Look at Magen Avraham Kuf Tzadi Beis Kuf Dalet. Says it's wrong. Says it's wrong when it comes to the Bracha Chorona too. Kavachoma is wrong with respect to Kiddush, which is the bigger Kiddush. You don't find anywhere but Farish. Nowhere. Nowhere is there but Farish works for Kiddush. Because the after all, even according to the Taz, says the Eishel Avraham, we don't find the Farish that this Kula was disparaged with respect to Kiddush. You only did the Kiyotim. He says, Kilon is Farish Kula now with respect to Kiddush at all. Even if it's true with respect to the Bor and the Foshas. Comes a sefer called Oruch HaShchaim by the Spinker and says that the meaning of the Divrei Chaim is to be made of the very famous, everyone knows the Divrei Chaim, the Sanderov made Kiddush on Schnapps, an ounce of Schnapps. That's the, everyone relies on the Sanderov. However, if you look in the Munkacha, the Muki Oruch HaShchaim, he says, Lo Hoyu Dvorei Me'ola. How do I know about the Munkacha? The Abi Alma quotes it. Quotes everybody. That same simon there, Tzidkot Ches. He says that the Munkacha said Eidus, and before the Sanze made Kiddush on Schnapps, someone else made Kiddush from on wine. It was really earth with the wine. I wanted to make it on Schnapps, Tam Ad Kovu, it's a hidden reason. Hidden reason. A Rebbe, no. Sounds a Rebbe. However, it seems to me that the minig is to be Megal again. To rely on the Chassidim, rely on the Eishel Avraham, the Buchacha, maybe the Sanze. What's it based upon? A, this school we had over here with the Taz squared. That's enough of Barna Fush and even enough of Kiddush. But I think they're also relying on the other two coolers. What other two coolers? One, the what? The Beis Yosef. The heck of Yama sufficient. And two, there's the Raivin. That's enough to have on pass. Just like we said before, with respect to the din of Yain, Yain must be your cloud. That the meaning is to be made against that. For a combination of the Shita Sar Rambam and the Shita Sar Beis Yosef. So to over here, plus the Raivin, so to over here, we also have three Svaras Lachos, the Buchacha, and the Raivin, the Rambam's the fly over here, the Raivin, and the Beis Yosef. So three, when there's three Svaras Lachos, the Rabbana, that you don't need any Chamavini. Heck of a Yalma, second you only reveal to you. Any the heck of y'all? Yeah.
I don't think
we rely
on the
rabbi
before Kiddush.
The rabbi who lied before Kiddush.
Ah. Yeah. In Eubek. Yeshua Ram also here, he says that in the case of Bas Tavis, he goes, Amar Hakopish in Ashab, Kiman Shimatsu, Kola Shana,
okay, very good. Now what is Chamar Medina? So, it's almost impossible to find the Chamar Medina. First of all, I have mine from there. Has to be one drink, which the majority drink, which I don't think exists in America. But if you don't accept my chumra, in my opinion, the best thing to have a chumra medina is, I would never drink, beer. Why? Because some say you need the mashka mashaker. Beer is mashaker, unfortunately, know all too well. I read in some US news, they have about how many college students, how much beer they drink. It's still like 20. Unbelievable. How much? Unbelievable. Feel like flying. Terrible. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'chalil. Goyim. So maybe beer. But everything else is machloikas, seems to me. Without my chumra. Is it machloikas about milk? Some say milk is not a drink. Milk is used to them. Those are not a drink. Well, it was sort of coffee. I want to drink. But if one, what milk? Something that's not mishaka. That's it. It is mishaka. Because you all have to sort of sleep with milk, it's like a shaka, that's what they call it. I don't know. Juice. My plug is about juice, is that Chamar Medina? It's all discussion.
Darab Shulman has a whole lemon drink, lemonade. He says it's not
kosher,
it's not
kosher. All right, question. What about soda? That's a big drink in America. I think all soda sells a beer, I think. I'm wrong. But a bunch of soda doesn't count. So just to quench your thirst, you wouldn't serve a guest soda. I don't know.
I love when I serve the soda. My wife has the soda in the house. I love when we get the serve the soda. That's what I drink all the time. I'm out of the home. Keep kosher in the home. I think so. I was at a wedding and they was drinking soda. So it's very popular. But Moshe says, no, it's only meant to quench your thirst. He doesn't like soda. Coffee and tea is again a machlekes. Everything's a machlekes, and the whole thing is a machlekes. We have wine in our cities. So I don't think you should rely on anything. But those who rely on Kedusha Rabbah knew it's Mitzaref. The Beis Yosef, the Mitzaref, the Raivin, the Negev Mitzaref, the Rambam, and the other coolers as well. Whatever kind of cool in the world, but see, I don't like it at all. I don't like it. Yes. Yeah, this Medina is a state. Prime Minister of America, the Medina. New York. All right. New York. Okay. So I'll give it to Simcha. I'll give it to whoever wants to drink.
It's not better to drink.
No, I don't
know. Why can't you drink wine?
Dominican drink wine. Okay, I'm all set. No, majority of the drink, not much of a mock around that. So the majority of the people should drink it on a daily basis. Good, exactly. So good, so that's why I shouldn't use beer. The kids said, what am I going to do? I think you should just use wine. There's so much wine, and it's grape juice. That's good. I can't afford another governor. Most, and beer, is beer more expensive than grape juice?
Yeah.
Beer is more expensive?
Kosher grape juice or regular grape juice?
Kettle grape juice.
You get beer as a
head. But it's not such a big difference.
No, but they have like the big packs that are on sale.
So beer is cheaper. The beer is cheaper.
Kosher grape juice.
Kosher grape juice, yeah. The guy, Mamish, can't afford grape juice. No, maybe I'll make a McCool.
Yeah, talking about pennies.
All right, so you can't afford pennies. Rabosai, I want to discuss the last topic for the year. I'm going to try to finish on time today. I've been so far, I've done it once, I think, in the last few years. I want to try to finish on time. Yes?
It's one of the first in the area where there's no kosher wine available and it has to be shipped to the person. And the amir is not necessarily the kamar, the number one. The person has to drink alcoholic beverages. What can one use for? So you can't buy from a foreign country. In a foreign country, soda you can't buy because it's wired with glycerin, it's kosher or vegetable. So you can't buy the soda even though it's Coca-Cola. So the milk is known that the whole country they don't adulterate. So it's also a problem. So then tea and coffee, you probably unless you have a cook if you don't like coffee, or if tea's not a vitamin D, what do? Drink orange juice for about that time for telephonizing service.
Telephonizing, take grape juice with you.
What?
Take grape juice with you.
Not
only if you go for it, but show more direction. Take grapes with you. Small little things of grapes. Take it with
you. It's a little
bit. I can take a chance.
Case?
How long is it going away?
It's the only one for every year.
Year? Yeah, case.
It's a little bit.
It's not alcohol. It should be illegal. Okay. Rabosa. I want to discuss this din of mitzvah and amufkor to everyone who drinks Kiddush. Where does it come from? It's a Rosh Simon Tez Zayin. That's where the source of the Machab. The Machab is a Simon we just already discussed. It's been Reish Ayin Alav Sif Yudal. The Machab is a Rosh Simon Tez Zayin. Where the Rosh says... Where is the Rosh? That's the mouth of the Rosh. Right before the little hay. Okay, everyone had his own coast. The Rachlomash, he coast to Shalem Lohayu Pagumin. She ruined the Baruch Hashan, the Rosh, Kilu, Kolecha, Kiddush al Koso. The Afa Pi, she ain't Tzvichon Lishos, the Chathchila, Miu, Tzvichon Mitzvah Lishos, the Mitzvah Menamufka. That's what the Rosh says. Wait a second.
And the Mechaber quotes it in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph. Please turn Sif Yud Dalet. And I'm wondering whether there's really an accurate transmission over here. In Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yud Dalet, the Mechaber says, "Im lo toma mekadosh b'tom echad miyamisubim kabo luglav yotzef." We'll get to that later. What's the source? Rosh. I'm wondering, Rabbosai. We learned yesterday, Pshat and Rosh, who was it? You know who said? Someone said. David Schwartz said that when the Rosh is referring to a case where everybody's coast had a revius, why did it say so? Because it's obvious, coast means revius. So one could argue that if everyone's close to the revius, then it's a mitzvah and a move for the drink from it. But if there's no revius, maybe there's no mitzvah and a move for klal. Who said? How did the Mechaber know? Mechaber doesn't discuss revius over here. How did the Mechaber know the mitzvah and a move for the drink from a kol shel yayin if there's no revius in it? Where did it get it from? So if the base yoyse quotes a Magad Mishnah. The Magad Mishnah is in Perek of Tes Halacha Zayin. Sorry? No. Perhaps the Rosh only said it's a mitzvah dechatzilah to drink from the wine if your wine, if your cup that you drink from has a revius. Then we consider it as if every toast the kosher broch of the original Kiddush. As we pointed out yesterday, that might be maybe shot in the Rosh. If you make Kiddush on a revius, right? And you pour me a mashu. Who said that's the mitzvah for the drink? Who said so? But the Magad Mishnah said so. The Mechaber, the Rambam says as follows: the Tzitzel Chazayin. What do you do? This to the lashon of the Mechaber. Very, the Rambam very interesting. He says, "V'achakach mevarach al hayayin, v'achakach mekadesh, v'shosem lo lugmov." You hear about it? Says the Magid Mishnah. On that Rambam. Umidibre ga'onim zal nire she'ein kol b'nei ha'pura tzrichim lo lugmom. Not, it's the Magad Mishnah in the end of Halacha Zayin. Not every individual around the table requires a Malol Lugmov Shalom. Now wait a second. So you see Klar, that's the end of Mitzvah and Amuf Kolachara, without a Malol Lugmov, without a Revis. You have one problem. The Magad Mishnah is referring to a case where you drink from the original pose. He didn't pour out anybody. The Machab, I mean, he didn't. Stand up his own coast in front of him. What's the lashon of the Rambam? He said, "V'shosem lo lukba v'mashka l'chol b'nei chabura," from his original coast. The Rosh is referring to a case where his own coast. Ki'ilu kiddush al koso. If that's the case, I would say he did it below lukba. If that's the situation, not the original coast that he made kiddush on, l'chora. Of course, the minhag of the Amid is like the Rambam. That's like the Magad Mishnah says. The question, what's the Mokar? Because the Rambam didn't say it's a mitzvah. The Rambam said, Umashke, Mishosalim, Umashke lechol bnei chabur. It doesn't say it's a mitzvah. Is it a chiyuv? Is it a minhag? Is it a stam or rishus? It doesn't say what it is. The Shulchan Aruch said it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah ben amuvchar. But it's not referring to a case with kol lefnei kolach and vechal like the Rosh. It's a mitzvah for me that I should make kiddush and give a little bit to you. What does it say now? Ram didn't say mefarish it's a mitzvah. It derech agak. For the Ram of Mishmashma that I drink from the kol and then I pour tea for you. Apparently it does not worry about pogum. The posh on the Ram I drink from it and subsequently I pour for you.
Why would it
I don't give it. The word mashka does not sound like it means I'm giving it for my cup, no? Mashka, you pour out mashka.
Why would it be a problem? Once he's yotz in the mitzvah, he's yotz a motzi. He's motzi everyone else. Therefore, you drink right away and then everyone else
will. Okay.
As we discussed
So, one of, I guess you have to say one of three things. Either this mitzvah and a mufkar can be yotz with pogum. take a look at the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Pei Bei, Sim Dalet, it talks about benching on the coast. So it says over there, Hoyu Kos Samasubim Pugumin, Sarach Law says the Kos Abrocha Vitatocha, Vyesh Mishal Mashen and Sarach, there's no need for it. But it's mitzvah mufchik, it'll be yours, and the Kos Pogum too. Maybe ask Pshat in the Ramba. Oil is not a mitzvah at all, it doesn't say the word mitzvah. Oil maybe it's not considered Pogum, that was my radical theory from yesterday. Maybe it's not considered Pogum in such a circumstance. I believe in the Shvive Esh, he quotes such a day. That if I drink from the original cup and I drink from it and I pour over, it's not considered to be poker. Oh. I now have found the following shaila on both sides. Did you ever see in your life by Abdullah that everyone should drink from the coast? I never saw it in my life. Never. I've never seen an Indian that's giving some everyone to drink from the coast Abdullah. By Kiddush, I've seen it all of. Why? Here. I have a shaila. Why by Kiddush we give everybody around the table to drink, and Abdullah we don't? That's my cash.
We want
but they don't drink it. The Piyaniyus Daini Rabosai, we could suggest again, go back to the very beginning, to the first year we gave, three weeks ago plus. The Rav Yisov, that takes us from the beginning to the end. What's the nature of Kiddush Alayayim? It's to be Kovei Asud Alayayim. That's why the Fiat came there really.